Jonglei State Finance Minister Abraham Riek Yuek appeared before the State Parliament yesterday to explain delays in presenting the Jonglei State budget for fiscal year 2022-2023 and payments for civil servant salaries. Grace Mathot, acting chairperson of the State's Information Committee, says 68 of the 74 lawmakers who attended Wednesday's session voted to impeach Yuek.
We summoned him also. We sent the message many times. And lastly, he came and he said he was not he came unprepared. We gave him chance to prepare himself and to come with the documents. So when he came, he were asked simple questions. So he failed to answer those questions. He came with report. This report, he did not touch it. With credit advice. You know, anything concerning calculation or money, he has to come with a credit evidence, with a credit advice. He failed to bring it with him, and we asked him. He's supposed to bring him. He's supposed to bring the credit advice. He said he cannot get it. And also, there is simple questions. He failed to answer any one of those questions. And we found that we cannot trust this kind of minister.
Mathot says Jonglei State has been operating without a budget because the minister failed to present a budget to the parliament. State lawmaker Gabriel Gadluak, who represents Ayute County, says he voted to impeach Yuek because he is incapable of performing his duties.
We are working toward the betterment of Jonglei State. I'm from Soa, and I know I can defend someone from Soa. But when it comes to the legal issues, when it comes to the benefit of the entire state, I cannot defend someone who is looting the country, who is looting the state, who is even ruining the life of the citizen of Jonglei State.
Helen Ekech, chair of the Legal Affairs and Anti-Corruption Committee in Jonglei State Parliament, says Yuek should voluntarily relinquish his position or Governor Dineh Chagur should immediately relieve him of his duties.
The governor in this case has no choice but to accept what the assembly has done. Why? Because we are here as a body which does checks and balancing. The reason for the impeachment of the minister or for the vote of no confidence on the minister is that he diverted chapter 1. Civil servant salaries, he diverted them for security, for emergencies, for peace missions, and all that. Automatically, it's a crime, it is punishable, and that's why the minister is punished today for that crime.
Akech says state lawmakers must ensure members of the state executive branch are capable of carrying out their duties. Opposition lawmaker Wany Makor, who voted against the no-confidence measure, says the vote was rushed. He says lawmakers were expected to analyze the minister's statement before voting. Makor says even if the motion was passed by the majority, he believes the decision is not legally binding.
The only word that we engaged in since the formation of this parliament was to remove governor, was to emulate members from Sawa because they are few. And what I can say here is there's no assembly functioning in this house because it is just assembly that is manipulated by the people who think they are majority.
Despite the vote, Minister Abraham Riek Yuek is still going to his office and continuing with his duties. Yuek says he is not ready to comment, but will do so sometime in the future. According to the National Constitution, the parliament is obliged to interrogate ministers about their performance and may cast a vote of no confidence against any minister. A majority of MPs must vote for a motion of no confidence for it to be successful, and an individual minister who loses a confidence vote must resign. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.